Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Tuesday, April 16th. On today's show, NASA seeks ideas for a Mars sample return mission and announces a major overhaul of its ambitious Mars sample return mission. Plus, stay tuned for more updates on the latest developments in space exploration. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with some news from NASA. The space agency is rethinking its approach to bringing samples from Mars back to Earth. A recent review found that current budget constraints would delay the Mars sample return mission to 2040 and cost over $11 billion. For more on this, we turn to our Simply Mars correspondent, James. So what exactly did this review uncover about NASA's Mars sample return plans?
The Independent Review Board looked at the current concept for the Mars sample return mission and found that, given the expected budgets, it would take until 2040 to execute and cost at least $11 billion, likely more. This is several years later and billions of dollars more expensive than what NASA was originally aiming for. The review cites the complexity of the mission architecture and the number of launches required as key drivers of the schedule delays and cost increases.
Can you remind us what the current concept for the sample return mission looks like? What are the key components and steps involved?
The plan that was reviewed involves multiple missions and launches. First, NASA's Perseverance rover, which is already on Mars, is collecting and caching rock and soil samples. A future mission would send a Fetch rover to retrieve those cached samples and deliver them to a Mars ascent vehicle. That rocket would launch the samples off the surface of Mars. Another spacecraft in Mars orbit would then capture that sample container and bring it back to Earth, likely sometime in the 2030s. So it's a very complex sequence of events with a lot of moving parts that all need to work perfectly.
Given the findings of this review, what is NASA planning to do now? Will they scrap the sample return mission altogether?
NASA still sees the Mars sample return as a high priority mission, so they are not giving up on it. But they are going to rethink the approach and architecture to try to simplify it and make it more affordable. NASA is now seeking ideas and concepts from the space industry, academia, and international partners for how to redesign the mission. They want to maintain the key science goals, but find ways to reduce the complexity and cost. One option might be finding a way to do it with fewer launches and fewer critical events, but the specifics are still to be determined.
How important are these Mars samples from a scientific perspective? What do scientists hope to learn by studying rocks from the red planet here on Earth?
Scientists see the Mars samples as a potential treasure trove that could revolutionize our understanding of Mars. By bringing pristine rocks back to Earth, they can analyze them with all the high-tech tools in the best labs around the world, which just isn't possible with a rover on Mars. A key goal is to search for potential signs of ancient microbial life in the rocks. Perseverance is collecting samples from an ancient river delta, where sediments accumulated that could preserve biosignatures. The samples could also shed light on Mars's geologic history and evolution as a planet. So there's a huge amount we could learn, but the challenge is getting the samples back to Earth in an affordable way.
It will certainly be interesting to see what new ideas and approaches NASA receives for revamping this complex mission. Thanks for that update, James. Speaking of challenges with the Mars sample return mission, NASA has just announced that they are dramatically overhauling the project. For more on exactly what NASA is changing and why, we turn to our correspondent, Bella.
Well, David, NASA says it will continue to support the Mars sample return mission, but under bare-bones budgets for now. They are seeking proposals for a faster and cheaper mission architecture. This comes after an independent review board produced a dire report last fall, saying the project needed a management overhaul amid probable cost overruns and delays.
Remind us why this mission to bring back samples from Mars is so important and ambitious in the first place.
The goal is to secure pristine chunks of Mars that could help scientists determine if the red planet ever hosted life. It would be a monumental scientific achievement. but getting those samples back to Earth intact is incredibly complex. It involves multiple spacecraft, including a rover to collect the samples, a rocket to launch them off the Martian surface, and another spacecraft to capture that sample container in Mars orbit and bring it back to Earth. Coordinating all those elements is a huge challenge.
What kind of reaction are you hearing from the scientific community about NASA's decision to reassess the mission?
Many experts are saying this move essentially puts the Mars sample return mission on life support. The fact that NASA is seeking new proposals for the mission architecture suggests they think the current plan may be unfeasible given the projected costs and timeline. Scientists have been eagerly awaiting this mission for years, so there is definitely disappointment. But there is also a recognition that NASA needs to get this right. Bringing back the first samples from another planet is not something you can afford to mess up.
Do we have any sense of how long this restructuring might delay the mission? It was originally supposed to launch in 2026.
NASA hasn't given a new timeline yet, but it seems very likely that 2026 launch date will slip, possibly by several years. Redesigning a mission of this complexity takes time, and if NASA significantly changes the architecture, it will take time to develop and test any new spacecraft or technologies. But again, NASA seems to be prioritizing getting it right over going fast. They'd rather take the time to create a mission with a better chance of success than rush ahead with the current troubled plan.
NASA certainly has a difficult but important decision to make regarding this critical mission. Thank you, Bella, for the update. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.